Plant Talk with Dave Decock is on the air, brought to you by Thompson Greenery in Barnesville, Cheyenne Gardens in Harwood, Jean's The Right Plant Place in Perham, and Shea West in West Fargo. And Dave Decock, welcome back to the KFGO studio.
Yeah, we just flew in. It's so windy.
I know. We have had some wind lately, haven't we? Let's get right to the phone lines, Dave, to start things off.
Great.
Greg is waiting for you.
Hi, Greg. Greg, are you there?
Yes, sir. Hi, Dave.
Yes.
This is I planted leveled, dug, planted grass last fall.
Right.
And, of course, it's coming up nicely.
Right.
However, it's full of dandelions. When can I spray that?
Well, you need to wait on a lawn to spray until it's mature enough so that you legitimately mow it twice.
Wow. Okay.
So, yeah, you're going to have to live with the dandelions for a while.
My guess is the fall
you can get serious on them, but you don't want to affect the grass that you planted that's coming up, because the grass will survive with the dandelions there. So once the grass is mature enough, then you can go after the dandelions.
Okay, send me some moisture, will you please?
Yeah. Well, they're talking about it for this weekend, so we'll have to see.
Oh, okay.
Right. And Greg, you must have been the one that emailed us, right?
I did.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. I had your question on standby, but you were quick to the call, so good job, Greg.
Well,
thanks.
It's always better to call, because when you call, then you can get a conversation and you can do a better job answering the question. We get an email, we just take a shot at it, and it might be right, it might not be. So
it's true.
Calling's always best.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Anytime. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Greg. Someone wants to know what trees are okay to trim this time of year.
Well, actually, any of the non-evergreen trees would be okay to prune. It's just that the maples and the birch, if you do prune them before they're leafed out, they will leak a lot of sap out from the wounds. So normally, if you don't want the sap running out from the wounds after doing the pruning, maples and birch just wait till they get fully leafed out.
Okay. Dave, what can be applied to a vegetable garden to control weeds?
Well, I think Preen is something that was available that you could put down. The problem you run into, though, is that if you use a pre-emergence like Preen, it kills the germinating seeds, and it would do the same thing for your garden seeds. So that would be a problem with a vegetable garden, I'm afraid, because most everything we plant from seed.
Yeah, you really got to kind of just go out there and get down and dirty.
You just have to go after it. Right. You have to get after they get out. You can spray them after they're up, but you got to be so careful not to hit the vegetables.
Yeah.
So it's tough to come with anything that's going to be 100% surefire.
Better to just pull them yourself.
Yeah, there you go.
You usually have to. Right.
A little elbow grease. Dave, recently I heard that there are some Starbucks locations that are giving up used coffee grounds. And they're giving them away to gardeners, saying like, oh, you can use this in your garden, and most of the acidity is leached out of the coffee by the time we make it. Have you ever done anything with coffee grounds?
No, I haven't.
It could be a little bit dangerous, right? Because I can't imagine plants would really like what coffee's got for you.
I wouldn't think so. If there's any acidity, of course, that wouldn't be a problem here, because our soil is alkaline. Any acidity you get's a plus.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But if anybody, any listeners have used coffee grounds and had success, they should give us a call so we can pass on their knowledge about it, because I have never used anything like that.
Let me ask a question from my house. So we do potted plants every year, and then we store the pots, until the next season. And we always add a little bit more potting soil.
Right.
But this year my wife was saying that the tip she got was that potting soil every few years should get swapped out. Have you ever heard of that, or is
it
just fine for what it is?
I know a lot of people will take the top 6 inches or so out.
Do they really?
And then put new dirt into that area. And I've got big pots, and what I do, they're so heavy if you fill them with soil. So I take plastic bags full of pop cans, and I put them in the bottom of the pot, and then I put soil on top. That makes it a lot lighter.
Mm-hmm. I love those tricks. Okay, let's get back to the phone lines. Jeff is waiting for you, Dave.
Hi, Jess.
Jeff.
Hi, Dave.
Jeff.
How you doing?
Yeah. Good. How about you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Good. Waiting for summer.
Me too.
I got I think they're dogwood, red twig dogwood.
Right. Yep.
Bushes, shrubs on the north side of a building. They're up about between 3 and 4 foot tall now. Right. Is it okay to cut them back to 6 inches and let them start over?
Oh sure. They're very vigorous. So I would guess you cut them back to 6 inches. This year they'll probably get just about as big as they were before you cut them back. So dogwoods are very vigorous. So there's no problem cutting them back. They will come back from the root, or if you like 6 inches would be fine. They'll be back.
Even on the north side of a building.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. They're not going to do as good on the north side as they would if they had more sun, but they'll come back.
Okay, one more question.
Sure.
I got some native grass, stocks of native grass,
right,
or ornamental grass.
Right.
What should I do to prepare that for the season? Should I cut that down to 6 inches as well?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The grass
right
is...
Right now they're about 2 foot, 3 foot tall.
Right, yeah. We don't cut grasses back in the fall of the year. We usually cut them back in the spring as early as we can. So I would say that cut them back now. If you don't cut them back, what happens is you get the new green growth comes up in amongst the dead growth from last year, and it just looks terrible. But if you cut them down as close to the ground as you can, they will come back up, and they will be nice and green like they were when you planted them. So just
go. Okay, so
just,
when you say it's
close to the ground as you can, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like with a mower or weed whacker?
No. I just use a head shears is what I use.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Dave, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, anytime, sure. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jeff. Bob is next.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Dave. You have any particular thoughts on growing grapes in this part of the country?
Well, it certainly can be done. I've got a couple of grape vines next on my chain link fence in my backyard, and there are some of the very hardy ones. There's the old Beta grape is good. It's got seeds, and it is tart, but it's a good jelly grape. There is some of the grapes from, I think South Dakota had one called Valiant, which is fine for this area. And you could check any Minnesota extension bulletin.
Right, U of M has got a website that lists some varieties.
Right, right. Yeah. You have to be careful there, though, because a lot of those aren't hardy here.
Okay.
If you pick some of those, use the hardiest ones.
Yeah. Would this be the time of the year to get things started?
Oh, sure. Now it'd be fine to get it planted. If it's not muddy so that you have to work in mud, it'd be fine to plant them if you've got them.
You going to make jelly or wine?
I haven't decided yet, but I'll let you know.
Okay, sounds good. We haven't heard from you in a while, Bob. Where have you been?
I've been hiding. No, just kidding.
Okay. Hiding, planning
so
your
happy
jelly.
Bingo won.
Your jelly and planning your jelly and wine escapades, I see.
Well, maybe it'll be a wine jelly. No, that wouldn't work.
They'll for sure be good for jelly. As far as wines, I don't know about that, how that works out. But I know the tart
I'll
ones
let
are
you know
good.
How it goes.
Sounds great. Yep.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
Bye-bye.
More questions coming in here for you, Dave. This is Plant Talk on KFGO. Taking all of your lawn and garden questions is horticulturalist Dave Decock. Someone says, is it okay to spray dandelions even if they have not bloomed?
Right. It's better if you can get them before they flower.
Okay.
Because if you don't, and if they're starting to flower and you spray them, you may kill the plant, but they're still going to continue and the seed head's going to mature and you'll have dandelion flying all over. So you get more starting up. So if you can get them before they have their flowers up, that's the best.
Someone wants to know, is lawn fertilizer and garden fertilizer interchangeable or are they different?
They're typically very different because with lawn, we want to stimulate green, vigorous growth. And nitrogen is usually the big percentage of the lawn fertilizer is nitrogen. Whereas with gardens, vegetable gardens, a lot of the things you want, the fruit or the flower heads or whatever. And for those, the lawn fertilizers tend to be things like, garden fertilizers tend to be things like 5, 10, 5 or something. So the phosphorus, which is the middle number, is usually the highest with things like tomato food or rose food or vegetable garden food. But lawn fertilizer a lot of times is like 25 or 30, 5 or something like that for Well, and so there is a different purpose in mind when you're fertilizing, and that's reason for lawns. It's best to use a lawn fertilizer if you can. For gardens, use some kind of a garden fertilizer or tomato food, something like that.
Okay, sounds good. We have, this was a question. This parsley plant question was from last week. They just messaged back and said, thanks, Dave. The old girl is just about ready to go outside.
Well, that's good.
There you go.
Me too.
You're ready to go outside too. Yeah, of course. Rusty Halverson, how about a little soil temp update over there from you?
Well, at noon Central Time today, according to the North Dakota Ag Weather Network, NDON weather reporting stations, across most of North Dakota, western Minnesota, and into eastern Montana, we're looking at the upper 40s, lower 50s, 51 at the Fargo reporting station at noon today.
And that would be about 2 inches?
Yeah, that would be right? At 2 inches soil depth.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. So Dave?
The surface where the grass seed is, or the weed seeds here, it's going to be warmer. So I would think we're probably really close to crabgrass time if, you know, I guess I'd give it a shot now.
Okay. That's all good, because right. JJ's getting crabgrass killer put on today. So he's,
that'll work out good.
Yeah, that will work out very well. He's very relieved to hear that.
Perfect
I think.
Timing.
In fact, you know what I did is I made sure to rake. We haven't mowed yet. I raked my yard to make sure that all that chemical actually gets right, down there and not just on top of all the gunk that's been hanging around since fall.
Right.
Well,
right.
Look at you.
Good idea.
I know. Yeah.
We're quite the prepared little Boy Scout today.
That's right. That's why I earned this pizza we're going to have later today.
Barry, you're on with Dave. Go ahead.
Hi, Mary.
Hello, Dave.
Yes.
I've got a 140-year-old house here in downtown Fargo, and my dirt just turns to cement every time after it rains.
Right.
I can grow one hell of a crop of weeds, but I can't grow any grass in it. Any ideas?
Right. Well, is it a full sun? Is it in full sun, or is it really shady?
Yes, and there's fences on both sides, so it gets really hot in the backyard.
Right. What you could do, you could lighten up the soil a little bit, though, even though grass usually does fairly good. My house is just about as old as yours, and my lawns are good, and I don't do anything special besides fertilize them. The problem you're going to have, I think, is getting it established, you know, get the grass established. I think if it was once established and growing, it would do fine in that soil of yours. So I don't know if there's anything you need to do to the soil. I think the big thing is to loosen the topsoil just a bit, scatter some seed, and then keep it moist till it comes up, and you'll probably be okay.
Okay, I scraped it really good with a hard rake, and I put down $40 worth of grass seed here about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that should be good. Grass should be, with the soil temperature as warm as it is, grass seed should be germinating fairly soon. So don't put any crabgrass killer or anything like that down, because that would kill the grass seed. But keep it moist. You can't let it dry out. If you do, then it won't come up. So
Barry, $40, $40. What'd that get you? A Dixie cup full of grass seed these days? Holy moly!
It's not a very big bag.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for the call, Barry. Okay, Dave. Let's get back to the phone lines. Jim is waiting for you.
Hi, Jim.
What the church has here is a beautiful spruce. It must be 25, 30 feet tall,
right.
and it has great arms on it, great taper.
Right.
But I was wondering, and it's a Colorado spruce because it's so prickly. It must be Colorado instead of Black Hills.
Right.
But I'm wondering about those dead branches near the base for the most part, and they go out, but the tree still has quite a bit of branches over those areas.
Okay.
So you can't hardly see them, but I'm just wondering, is it smart to leave them or take them?
Well, it'd be no problem taking them. The only thing to keep in mind is that if there's a lot of branches over them that are going to sag and cover up the area where those go, there'd be no problem taking them off.
Uh-huh.
It's just usually we don't take the bottom branches off, because if you do, you can see underneath, and usually it's not that attractive underneath.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Of course, they are brown, so they're all dead, the branches.
Right.
But still, I maybe that's the difference. If it looks worse with a little bit of a cavity, or worse with a dead branch,
that's,
I don't know what to do.
That's kind of what you have to make your decision based on, which is going to look worse.
As far as the tree won't hold it against me if I take those dead branches.
Not a lick. No.
Okay.
It's going to be a cosmetic thing.
Okay, cover them up with a little bit of something magic. No,
It's hard to get anything to grow under an evergreen.
No. I mean where I cut it from the tree.
If you make a nice cut close up to the trunk, you don't need to put anything on because the sap is so sticky it heals right up.
Okay. Okay. Good. Well, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it,
Jim. Yep. Bye bye.
I have a hydrangea that I never planted that survived the winter after I thought it was dead. It's still in the container and the stems are green inside. Let's see. What should I do to give it the best start?
Well, if you intended to plant it outside, just go ahead and do that. If you intended to keep it in the pot, just make sure that it's doesn't dry out too much in the pot. And wherever it is, if it starts to leaf out and get green, that's great. If it's just got some dead in the stems and the roots are dead, of course, it's going to die. So it's just a matter of waiting to see what you get. But if you were going to plant it outside, go ahead and do that. If you weren't, leave it in the pot and just make sure the pot doesn't dry out. And then give it some time to see if it leaves out good or not.
Okay. What are the best trees to plant in Lakes Country with sandy soil?
Well, actually, the best thing to do is to whatever trees are native in that area would be good. You know, down in the Lakes area, they've got a lot of different maples and stuff. They would be good. There's some oaks. There's some hackberries. There's some birch. There's anything that grows native in that area would be the ones to try and plant.
Okay.
Because they're going to do good there. They like that soil.
I fertilized and overseeded my patchy lawn early last spring, but the new grass seed never germinated. Any tips for success when I try again this year?
Well, last year was not a good year to try and do that because it was hot and windy and we just didn't get rain. So the problem of putting grass seed down is it has to be moist to get the grass seed to germinate, and it has to be moist for it to grow and get established. And last year, there was no way to keep it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You could, there are people that put burlap over it, and there's other people that'll mix something in it to help it hold the moisture. But if you're just interseeding, you really can't do that because you've got grass there growing already. So if we get a normal May and June where we get a lot of rain, well, then it's going to work good. But if we get one like last year where it was just hot and windy all the time, you're just going to have no luck.
Yeah. Forgot to mention that Cheyenne Gardens has a big selection of hardy grapes. And Adam would know all about them.
He definitely would.
Yes. We just had him on for Earth Day the other day,
well,
Dave.
That's good.
We had him talk about sort of what kind of trees people are buying and planting trees and all that kind of stuff.
Well, he certainly would know.
Yes. Just in case someone wanted to feel inspired to plant a tree around Earth Day. Now would be the time you could get those trees planted now, right, Dave?
Right, right. Yeah, I planted a Mugo pine this morning, so it should be no problem.
What kind of pine is that?
Mugo pine. It's a fairly low-growing pine, kind of a globe-shaped or mound-shaped.
Oh, Mugo pine. Okay,
Mugo
I found
pine,
one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're like little shrubs, kind of.
Right, they get big, though.
Okay.
I mean, not high, but they do get broad and
wide.
Dave,
yes.
So let's, a lot of questions about grass seed right now, right?
Right.
What about aeration? So if someone's trying to grow grass and they haven't aerated their lawn in a month of Sundays, could that be one of the reasons why they're just not getting things to grow right?
Well, it could be, but the aeration, usually the surface is, the grass seed is going to grow on the surface. Where the aerator, the benefit of that is opening up the soil so the water, the fertilizer, the air get down to the grass, established grass roots. So that would make the existing grass better. But I don't know that the aeration would help any for newly planted grass.
Would you want to aerate first and then
plant after that? Oh, yeah, I'd want to aerate first because once you plant it, you don't want to be out there messing around with it.
Okay. When it comes to things like daylilies that are coming up, everything like that, could you is there anything that you could split and transfer right now that would be good in the spring?
Well, most things are good in the spring. The ones that typically are fall are, you know, you got your lilies, daylilies, peonies, iris. They're typically fall ones. The rest of them, yes, they could be. Now, hostas and stuff, once they start to peak up a little bit, you can go in and, if it's a real big clump, you can go in with a spade and just cut the clump in half, take half out, leave the other half where it is and just put dirt back in the hole where you took the first one out. Then take the one you dug out and plant it someplace else. That way you don't completely disturb the clump. You can just cut a piece off.
And then what do you do when you are, let's say you transplant some hostas this spring. I mean, do you have to water them in really well after you transplant them?
You always water something in well after you transplant it. It'd be a great time now because we're supposed to get rain this weekend, hopefully.
Well, there you go.
And for weed and feed, it'd be good too because the weed and feed, it should be on the grass for a while before it gets watered in. So if you put it on now and it rains in a day or two, that would be a good time for weed and feed.
Okay. What about us rhubarb lovers out there? So rhubarb's looking pretty good at this point, right?
Mine is really looking good, yes.
I love that it's one of the first things up in the garden, too. Right, like I always get like
it's hardy.
Do you have a lot of rhubarb up?
Oh, God, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, we've got leaves that are bigger than dinner plates already.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Mine isn't that big, but mine is it's shaded to the west, so that.
Most of our stuff is along the foundation of the house, too, so that helps.
Uh-huh. Yes, that does.
How can you tell when it's ready? I mean, I don't want to take it too early, but I feel like I got stalks that are over, 12 inches long already.
Well, if you got big stalks, there's no problem. Your plants are vigorous and established, so once you get a decent-sized stalk, there's no problem with harvesting some.
Good, because I'm out of the frozen stuff already.
Right.
I'm ready to move into it.
Go for it.
Power raking. We were just talking about it earlier in the show. Right. I think people like to rent the power rake and to go up and down the block and do that, but it's not necessary in all times.
Usually not, no. Usually not. It's they say if the thatch layer, the dead grass layer on the grass surface or on the surface of the soil is over half inch deep, yeah, you should. But the majority of the time it isn't. It does make the lawn look better because you're getting all that dead old brown grass out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got night crawlers, of course, power rake helps a lot with them too because it knocks those little bumps down.
Mm.
So there are some side benefits of power raking, even if the lawn doesn't need it.
In our backyard, we've got some areas where we've got weird dips. For whatever reason, it's just been, the soil's been washed away in those areas.
Right.
What can I fill in there before I add more grass seed? Because I feel like I want to compact the dirt, but it's a sprained ankle waiting to happen in some spots.
Right. Well, what you can add a very thin layer of soil too, and the grass will grow through it. So that could be done.
Just do it in stages then, and the grass will keep coming up and up.
The grass will grow through it, yes. The other thing, I suppose, if it's just round spots, you could just dig the grass up, the piece of sod up, and put soil underneath it, level it, and put the sod back down so that you get level. You could do that, too. Then you wouldn't have to worry about grass seed.
And then maybe I could find out what's doing it, too.
Right.
If I find a gopher home underneath there or something like that.
Yeah. It probably just wasn't really packed well when it was initially done.
Do you, when it comes to people collecting rainwater, what do you think about rainwater as far as, like, for gardening and stuff
like
rainwater
is great. Yeah. Right. It's just that most years rainwater isn't enough to do the job.
Mm-hmm. If you use
great in potted plants.
Okay, right.
Potted plants would be great with rainwater.
Okay, yeah, because we put a barrel out this year, and I want it to be more than just a mosquito habitat.
Right.
So we're talking, it's Plant Talk with Dave DeCock, the longest running show on KFGO. It's always a pleasure once growing season starts to welcome horticulturalist Dave DeCock. I like that we've dropped the retired horticulturist because you're still doing it.
Right.
You're still doing it. Yeah.
Right. It's not like you stopped and all of a sudden you're like, I'm a skateboarder now.
A lot slower than it used to be, though.
crabgrass killer applied to the lawn, now would be a fine time for that?
I think so, because if the soil temperature 2 inches down is 51, I would think we're getting to a point where crabgrass should be getting serious to start germinating. So
someone wants to know if it's too late to prune fruit trees.
Well, the trees haven't. It depends on the variety. Some of my apple trees are pretty leafed out. Others haven't leafed out yet. So it depends a lot on the variety. But if you've got things that really need to be taken off, just go ahead and take them off.
Okay.
It's just that the cosmetic pruning that you typically would do to shape the tree, that you tend to do before they get leafed out.
Let's go to Mike next. Dave?
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Dave. You've talked a lot about iron chlorosis with autumn blaze for a million times.
Yeah.
But have you heard about a different type of injection that some people have had some luck with
I guess I haven't. Are they injecting right into the trunk? Or?
Yeah. So, you know, we've used the little tablets that you put into the trunk, and actually that helped some. And then I've also done your tricks about putting the iron down in the holes by the root. But before we cut it down, we want to give it one more try.
You could certainly check with, if you can call, or if you're in Fargo here, you could try Fargo Forestry and see if they've done any of that and what if they've got any recommendations.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, good.
That's what I would do.
And then, Mike, call us back if Forestry gives you something, a new tip that they're doing.
Something new.
Yeah, well, you can spot them a mile away, right?
Yeah.
Well, wish us luck. All right.
Yes, good luck, Mike. Yeah. Thanks for the call. Deb is next.
Hi, Deb.
How's it going?
Good.
So I got a small spruce tree from the Arbor Foundation.
Right.
And it was, you know, one of those Christmas ones where you got it came with lights and okay, so I want to put it outside, but do I acclimate it first before I put it in the ground, or can I just put it right in the ground?
I would guess if it's been growing inside, I would acclimate it first. I'm not sure that it's absolutely necessary, but I think I would do that.
I would get
it outside for a few days first. And
should I feed it at all this year, or should I let it get used to being in the ground and then
I think it would be okay, because most of our soil is rich enough so that it's going to be fine. So I don't.
Okay.
I think people sometimes overdo the fertilizing on new plants, and that can cause a problem when you get new roots developing. So I guess I'd leave it alone and see how it turns out. If it's going good next year, then maybe give it some fertilizer. But I would just get it planted. Plant it at the same depth it's growing now. Water it in good after you plant it. Don't overdo the watering. Just water it in good. And just let her go from there.
It did really well in the house. It got a lot of new growth on it. So I think this one will actually make it.
Well, that's good. That's good. Good luck with it.
Thanks, Deb.
Sure.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Yep.
Tim is next.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, Dave. Just wanted to call and say thank you for saving my parsley plant. It was a total salt situation. And my question is, I removed a Chinese elm from my yard.
Right.
And I want to kill the stump. What is your suggestion?
Right. How long ago was it cut back?
I whacked it off this spring.
Okay. Usually, how big was it?
Oh, it was probably a 30-year-old tree.
Oh, okay. So it's pretty big. I guess what I did,
I had a
big green ash tree taken out, but it didn't take the root out, and then it started sending up growth from around the base. So what I did then is, when it started sending up around the base, I used a chemical to spray those suckers that started coming up, and after a couple of years of doing that, it's dead.
Okay, I will take that into consideration.
Yeah, because I think you will get some suckers coming up from it if it's got a good root system. It's going to try and send new growth up. And there is
they're a devil to kill.
There's an ortho product for hard to control weeds or poison ivy. You could use that according to label direction on these suckers that come up, and you keep after them. It'll kill it.
Sounds good, Dave.
Right,
thank you. Keep
great.
Up the good work.
Thank you. Anytime. Bye-bye.
Okay, one last quick. Kurt, can you make it quick? We're up against the clock here.
Hi, Kurt.
Hi, Dave. Got an old lilac tree / bush, whatever, from a house I bought.
Right.
It's never been taken care of. Is it too late in the year to do anything with it? It's got some really large trunks kind of coming around it. And
no, what
stuff.
you can do is you can go in and especially cut the large trunks out fairly close to the ground, and some of the smaller, wimpier ones, just leave them, and it will send up growth from the base. So theoretically, you could go in and cut the whole thing back, and it would come back from the root. But if you want to get some back quicker, just go take the real big, coarse ones out and leave some of the fine ones in there, and they'll come back pretty fast. So, yeah, you can always cut them back as much as you want.
This time of year, spring is okay to do.
Yeah, it's okay. You just won't get flowers this year. That's all.
Yeah, and that doesn't do much anyway. So just trying to bring it back to life a little bit.
Right. Yeah. Just hack her away.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. Another great edition of Plant Talk here on KFGO.
Sounds great. We'll see you next Thursday.
Sounds good. Plant Talk with Dave Decock, brought to you by Thompson Greenery in Barnesville, Cheyenne Gardens in Harwood, Jean's The Right Plant Place in Perham, and Shea West in West Fargo. Plant enthusiasts, you need to check out Cheyenne Gardens in Harwood. They're a local grower celebrating over 30 years with the area's greatest variety of plants, including Canadian roses, honeyberries, and Saskatchewan cherries. They even provide custom planting services. Plus, Adam is